It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. As many of you know by now, I'm at Duke's Cabin in Hueytown, Alabama. My friend John Duke owned this cabin, and it is now a rental that can be rented out. I went down to Dollar General to pick up some items for supper tonight. When I was at the checkout line, I noticed there was a glass jar that was sitting there by the cash register. Now, the glass jar read, "Donations for our manager, Tammy Barnhill, and her family. They lost their home and all their stuff to a house fire. Thank you for all the prayers and help, Dollar General family." Well, I spoke to the cashier, and she gave me the name of Samantha Frugge to reach out to, and I noticed that Jill McKeever, who's a friend of mine, she actually was friends with Samantha. I reached out to her and said, "Can you connect us?" And Samantha is on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Samantha.
Hello, thank you.
Glad to have you. I'm glad that I was able to see this glass jar that was at the Dollar General and find out more about this, because I do want to try to help Tammy and have my listeners hear the story. Let's start with Tammy and the type of person she is. She's a manager at the Dollar General on Johns Road in Hueytown is where the Dollar General is. Tell me about Tammy Barnhill and what type of person she is.
Tammy is a kind-hearted. Her and her husband both, they help everybody. They have a big heart. Anytime anybody needs help, they're always there to help. They've let numerous of their family members stay with them. They've helped me when I moved to Alabama. I'm from Texas. They helped me when I moved here. They actually let me and my family stay with them for a few months till we got up on our feet and found us a place. They just really are nice people, and she helps anybody and everybody. Her and her husband both do.
So this is the type of family you would want to help. This is the type of family who certainly deserves our help because of the situation they're in and the kindness that they've shown to other people.
They deserve it. If anybody deserves it, I think right now is the time that they would deserve it.
How long ago did the house fire occur?
Monday was a week. Last Monday, it burnt down. They've been staying with their daughter, who has a family of her own also, you know. They got a 3-bedroom house, so they've been cramped up and they're just trying to find their own place, but it's really hard right now.
Well, and it's as if COVID is not enough, right?
Yeah, I know, that's such the truth.
And when we think about how difficult our situations are and we think about our own problems, and then you look at someone who just lost their home a week ago and all of their valuables, of course, those things can be replaced, but it doesn't change what it does to us mentally and affects us emotionally. And so, Tammy, if we think we're having a bad day, you think about somebody who's already dealing with COVID-19 at a workplace, Dollar General, and then you add the fact that she has now lost her home, she's lost her property, and she's having to go back and live with a loved one right now, and that's not an ideal situation. So I think that we could probably look at Tammy and say that things for us are going better than for her right now, and it would be good for us to rally around this family, the Barnhill family, and help them.
I would encourage anybody who can help to please. I know we're all going through a hard time, but sometimes people just need help. And if you can help, I would greatly appreciate the help.
Samantha, when this first happened and you first heard about it, what was the consensus there at Dollar General to try to support Tammy through this challenge?
Dollar General has really helped her. They've been in contact with her. They've let her take her vacation time. When my husband called me, because he's friends with David, her husband, and when he called me and told me her house was on fire, I immediately just had, it was almost time for me to get off work anyways. So I had my relief come in an hour early, and I ran over to Tammy's house. She don't live far from Dollar General, so I went over there real fast as I can, and there was no stopping it, you know. But Dollar General corporate has really helped her a lot.
How are Tammy and David holding up?
Oh, man. They're really stressed, very stressed. But they're trying to keep it together, you know, day by day as much as they can. But they lost everything. They had a safe with money in it, and they lost that. It burnt.
You know, moving forward, of course, we have to look at the picture of how can we help Tammy and David. Now, do they have young children, or are their children grown up?
They have two older children who are already married and have their own families. And then they have one. He is a sophomore at Oak Grove High School. For the majority, to get him through, I believe that he has the clothes. And Oak Grove High School has really stepped up and have donated gift cards to him to help him get clothes and shoes and necessities that he needs.
I know the Oak Grove community, and I really am impressed with the people over there, and I know that they do support those in situations like this. What is her son's name?
Kyle Barnhill.
Kyle, okay. And so I know the community there, of course, is going to continue to support Kyle, being a young person. Sometimes it's easier to get younger people help than it is older people, to be quite honest about it.
Yeah, and he plays football for Oak Grove High School, so they have really supported him a lot and helped him through.
Great. Let me take a quick break, Samantha, and when we come back, I want listeners to find out how they can support Tammy and David Barnhill during this time. Will you stick with me?
I will.
Okay. Folks, right now, we're talking to Samantha Frugier, and she is an employee with Dollar General in the Hueytown area, and I was in Dollar General just a little while ago getting some items for supper when I noticed a glass jar that was sitting by the cash register. It read, "Donations for our manager, Tammy Barnhill, and her family. They lost their home and all their stuff to a house fire. Thank you all for the prayers and help, Dollar General family." I asked the cashier who I could get in touch with to try to help this fundraiser, and right now I'm talking to Samantha. She's going to stick with me, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what role you can play when it comes to helping this family. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have on the line with me Samantha Frugier. We were talking about Tammy Barnhill and her husband David, also her son Kyle, who have experienced a house fire and lost everything. Kyle goes to Oak Grove High School, and he's also a football player on the football team. And it sounds like he's had some help from the community there in Oak Grove, and they'll continue to help him. But we also want to think about Tammy and David moving forward. As Samantha said, it is a highly stressful time for them, not only with what we're already experiencing with COVID-19, but the fact is they've lost their home and everything that they had. Samantha, a fundraiser has been established for
Tammy and David, and we want listeners to know the different ways that they can help right now.
I have a fundraiser on Facebook that I can share. I've been sharing, and I have not been successful on it yet. But I can give my, a mailing address or anything I can give to help, to have somebody help will be, anything I can do. We have the jar at the store. I have the fundraiser on Facebook, but I've kind of just been put, in a spot that I really don't even know what to do. I've just been doing what I can to get money to help them.
Well, guess what, Samantha? Sometimes a jar being set at a Dollar General store gets attention and somebody sees it, and you have done a good work, because obviously now you're on the Mark White Show and you're able to share about this fundraiser, and it's not going to be the Mark White Show that really does anything except help you take another step, and it's going to reach other people, and then the next people are going to be able to help this effort, and it's going to continue to grow so that Tammy and David get the help that you were hoping that they would get. I know that you've raised $100 so far on the Facebook fundraiser, and as you said, it hasn't taken off, and that's not unusual, so don't be discouraged by a $100 fundraiser. It happens a lot. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a few people to get it circulating and get the word out, but don't be discouraged for trying. That's the first step, is the fact that you decided that you would try. Some people aren't willing to do that because they're afraid of, well, what if it fails? Don't worry about the failure. Anything you do for Tammy and David, it sounds like they're the type of people who are going to appreciate it if you gave them a dollar, let alone $10,000 to try to help.
That's right. And they are that type of people. They, even just encouraging words helps, prayers work wonders. And I believe in prayers. So if nobody can donate, as long as you can pray, then we'll be all right.
Samantha's personal emergency fundraiser. The goal is $10,000. I will share this on the Mark White Show as well, so people who are listening right now can find the fundraiser on the Mark White Show page. People can go there. If they can't find it, they can also message me at The Mark White Show on Facebook or on The Mark White Show on Instagram. You have a couple of ways that they can contact you as well, Samantha?
Yeah, they can contact me on my Facebook page, or I could leave an email address.
Give an email address out, Samantha.
Samantha Frugier, all lowercase, 2014@gmail.com.
And Frugier is spelled F-R-U-G-E for those who may not get the spelling the first time. Frugier, F-R-U-G-E. Samantha, I want to thank you for taking on this effort. And if there's anything that I can do through the Mark White Show where you see maybe an opportunity to reach out to more people, if you have another fundraiser or other things that you're doing, don't hesitate to reach out. I've seen some fundraisers where maybe they do a bake sale or chicken stew, different things like that, that could be successful as well.
I think I'm off Saturday, and me and my husband's niece, we were going to do that this weekend. We were going to cook and bake. I had talked to our district manager, and I think that's what we're going to do, is in the Dollar General parking lot.
Great. Keep me posted on any events, activities that come up to try to help Tammy and David and Kyle as well.
I sure will.
We can do a lot of things, and listeners right now, as you said, prayers are accepted. Donations are accepted. Sharing is accepted. That's one of the easiest things we can do right now, is to share an effort and let people know about it. Maybe we don't have the money to donate, but we can sure click the share button and send it out to other people who maybe can.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I hope and I pray that with you coming to me and, finding us about this, that you can help us.
Well, let's help move it forward, Samantha. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you getting a hold of us.
Yes. Don't hang up on me because it'll make a bad noise. Let me finish up here.
All right. Okay.
Folks, we've been talking to Samantha Frugier. She is from Brookwood, Alabama. We've been talking about the Dollar General location on Johns Road. Tammy Barnhill is the manager there. She lost her home to a house fire just last week. And we want you to try to help Tammy and David Barnhill where you can. Also, their son Kyle, who goes to Oak Grove High School, plays on the football team. support this family. They have lost everything when it comes to their property, lost two dogs even in this fire. What a tragedy for this family, but we want to help them bounce back. We don't want Tammy and David to be stressed anymore. We want them to know that there's a community who is going to rally around them and support them, and the Mark White Show is now part of that community. I hope that you'll find your purpose in supporting Tammy and David Barnhill. You found out how to do it. I'm going to share the link from the Facebook fundraiser so you'll know how to donate there. You can reach out to Samantha if you want to and ask her more questions or find out opportunities to donate, whether it's through a chicken stew, a bake sale, or the fundraiser. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherie Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Abilene, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.